Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in a guy who's been a staple of my program on the overnights week in and week out. He is as sharp a handicapping mind as you're going to find. He's all over the place. Chicken Dinner Podcast, NBC Sports Chicago. He's lived in Las Vegas. He lives in the Midwest, but he loves New York and he loves this show. We welcome in Sam Panayotovich to run through week 17 and to run through this college football playoff. Sammy, how are you, man? Happy holidays.
JJ, you too, man. It's too early. I almost didn't wake up for this hit, man. I'm used to being up a lot later with you, but anything I can do to help you out.
Well, listen, primetime audience now, Sam, so you got to deliver and deliver in a big way, and I'm not worried about that. Week 17 is always a challenge for so many people looking into these games because you're questioning motivation. Sam, will you consider games at all? Well, you got two teams with nothing to play for. Like, how big of a concern is that for you?
Well, Buffalo and the Jets, I know we always talk Jets and Giants on your program, obviously, but that's one of the first games I cross off. And you know me, when I pull the slate up, I'm a crosser offer right away. I mean, if I don't like something, I knock it off right away. That's one of the first ones. Because you have the Jets, what's the motivation there? The Buffalo Bills, look at the playoff standings. They pretty much have that 5 seed wrapped up because they're not going to lose any ground in the 6 seed, whether it's the Titans or the Steelers. So the Bills and Jets both have nothing to play for. That's one of the first ones I crossed off, man. Chicago, Minnesota, cross that one up because the Vikings have nothing to play for. The Bears suck. 17 is so hard because you have so many teams with nothing to play for, and it's very hard to gauge motivation. I hate this part of the season because I love weeks 1 through 16. I love the postseason, but there's only a couple that I really like in week 17, and it's really tough when you get here because it's your money, right? You work hard for your money. You like your money. Why would you throw money on something you just don't know? Go to the casino instead. You got a better shot at throwing like a roulette number than you do on some of these games. It's tough. You got to be patient. You got to wait for the postseason.
All right, Sam. Speaking of a game, though, where there is significant meaning, the Philadelphia Eagles, who are winning in when it comes to the NFC East, they're taking on the New York Giants. We look at that line. It opened up at 5. I'm seeing it now at 4, 4.5, depending on where you may have it. Do you buy the idea that motivation will be there for the Giants? We've seen with the Eagles, they're good under this head coach winning the money game. It may not be pretty, but over the last 2 years, at the end of a year or in the postseason, Doug Peterson wins. I can't see Pat Shurmur and the Giants, dare I say, winning this game outright. I can see them making it competitive. What's your read on the Giants and the Eagles?
This will be one of my teaser plays for sure, and I'm going to take the New York Giants up from 4. I'm going to go through 6, through 7, go up to 10 here, and here's why. Chris Andrews, one of the best bookmakers in the world, works in the South Point, longtime Vegas guy, Nevada guy. He told me a long time ago, if it's a must-win game, you must not be that good, and I've never forgotten that. Now, you look at what the Eagles have done. They've sort of scratched and clawed their way to a position where if they win, they're in a pretty nice position going into the postseason. But, dude, this number is just – I feel like it's too high. Like, when I make my numbers going into the week ahead, I made the Eagles minus 2, 2.5. Now, they beat the Cowboys. Everybody was on the Cowboys. Everybody got burned. And now all those people that bet against the Eagles are on that Eagles bandwagon. And I really think this could be 21-20 Eagles, 23-20. The 4 is a good number, but I feel like it's a little too high. Everybody's going to bet the Eagles here. I'm looking at my bet tickers. I got like 70% of the tickets on the Eagles. That's only going to get bigger as we get closer to kickoff. But I have a feeling the Giants are going to fight in this game. They want to play spoiler. They don't like the Eagles, division rival. We know all that jazz. But I need a little bit more wiggle room. I'm going to tease this one as part of our teaser here. I'm going to take the Giants. I don't like the 4. But I'll go from 4 to 10, no doubt. I think the Giants fight. I think they scratch, they claw. They're going to be in it till the end. But I'm not losing by 6 or 7. I want the 10 and a tease.
I'm with you there on the Giants in a tease spot. Getting them the 9.5, 10, very juicy stuff. Let's get to the game of the week. It's the Niners taking on the Seahawks. Niners win at a number one seed in the NFC. They struggled last week with the Rams. Seattle had nothing to play for. And credit anybody who played Arizona. I want to say that was one of your plays. It might have been. I know James Alvarino, spread investor, had it. And Seattle just looked flat. They did not look ready to go. Now, both of these teams will be ready to go. Is this line a little bit juiced up, Sammy, with the Niners laying 3.5? I thought we'd see this line right around 3.
Are we locked in or what? This is the other teaser play. I'm going to take Seattle up, too. So it's a two-team tease, 6 points, 6.5 points, whatever you feel fancy doing. I like the Giants up to 10, 10.5, and I like the Seattle Seahawks. You're giving me 3.5 right now, and I can tease this one up. I can go through 6. I can go through 7. If I tease 6.5 here, I can get the Seattle Seahawks at plus 10. I just think it's way too many points. This is one of those black and blue division games, right, where the teams know each other very well. They know every nook and cranny. They know the opposing quarterback pretty well. And I just think Seattle in that building is just a good spot. I mean, I even looked at it in the plus 3.5, but if I can take the extra 6, 6.5 here with Seattle, get them to 10, tease that one with the Giants here, I just think it's very rare. And I know motivationally, you know, San Francisco's got more to play for. But Seattle here, getting them up to 10 makes a whole lot of sense. By the way, did you catch your boy Beast Mode? He's got an offshore rushing prop. Marshawn Lynch, total rushing yards, 29.5. How do you feel about that one?
Wow, that's a very, very good number. I mean, when in doubt, I feel like I got to go over on that, right? I mean, he's going to be getting the rock. They really don't have another running back they could suit up. 29.5, I know the Niner run defense is pretty good, Sam. I would take the over on that.
See, I think Pete Carroll, I actually lean toward the under here because I think Seattle's in. We know they're locked in. They're going to be the 5 seed likely in the NFC. I just don't know that Pete Carroll really wants to show anything on tape with Marshawn Lynch. And I think at this point in his career, he's more of a bowling ball, goal line type running back. And I think this is more of a long-term move where they're not trying to put all their eggs in the Week 17 basket. They actually need him in the postseason. So I don't know that they're going to really throw that much at San Francisco. I'd actually go under 29.5, but you know the problem with a low prop like that, if he busts one run for 20 yards, you're cooked, right? So it's a good number. It's a degenerate number, 29.5 rushing yards, but I feel like it's a fair number. I lean to the under, but no, definitely back to the game. I'm going to tease Seattle with the Giants. I think that's our teaser of the week. Let's take the Giants to 10, and let's go to the Seahawks to about 10 as well.
Sam has been money with those teasers all season long. He's Sam Panayotovic. Check him out, Chicken Dinner Podcast, NBC Sports Chicago. Busy. He's here, there, and everywhere, and he's our Vegas guy. Sam, before we get to the college football playoff, Tennessee, who to me has been very good in the second half, they fought last week even without the services of Derrick Henry. I think they're a team that is playing good football. I understand why they're favored here against the Texans, because if I'm Bill O'Brien, I'm going to be the 4 seed. I'm not letting Deshaun Watson take an unnecessary hit. I'm not letting Laramie Tunsil go down with an injury. I'm treating this week like it's a bye week, for goodness sakes. And I know Titans with that hook could be a little scary. I think the Titans, though, finding a way to win this game is an absolute must here. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, motivationally, it makes all the sense in the world. My only reservation is that I hate laying points on the road with a favorite. But this number has been, I mean, if you look at where this spread has gone, it's been all over the place. Opened up, the look ahead here was a pick'em when it came out of December 18th. Then it moved all the way up to Titans minus 6.5. Bill O'Brien comes out and says he's going to play some of his guys. But again, we don't know. Does that mean a quarter? Does that mean a half? Does it mean the whole game? I mean, they could say something in the press to the reporters, and then they do something completely different on Sunday. I know Tennessee is going to play to win this game because you look at the standings, they're in the 6th hole right now. They need to win this game. So it makes all the sense in the world. But I think, you know, just given the number, I hate the 3.5, man, because what if it's, you know, 24-24, they bring the field goal kicker out, they kick the field goal 27-24, and you're sitting there and you're laying 3.5. I just hate it. I hate that hook. But I wouldn't be surprised. You're right. I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee won this game by a touchdown or more. I just hate the situational spot laying points on the road in a must-win game because, like I said, if a team must win, it must not be that good. And that's what you have with the Titans. They're the 6th seed. They're a good football team. They're not a great football team.
All right, Sam, before we get your best bets of the weekend, college football playoff, Oklahoma taking on LSU, hefty number. I have not heard one person make a case for Oklahoma making this game competitive. To me, they are by far and away the fourth best team in the playoff. Do you expect much of a game kicking off the playoff at around 4 o'clock?
I think Oklahoma's got to score early, and I don't really think that'll be a problem here because if we followed them over the years, they could score, and we know Lincoln Riley is a juggernaut offensively. It's funny because 2 months ago on every show that I do, I was saying, you know, LSU has the talent to win a national championship. Ah, they can't beat Alabama. Ah, they can't do this. They can't do that. But dude, guess what? Now there's nobody picking against LSU, right? It's almost like the balloon has gotten too big. And this number opened LSU -9. I made the game 10. I make numbers for every game what I think the number should be. And I made it LSU -10. Now we're getting 13.5 here with a quarterback who's won a national championship. The guy knows how to play in the big moments, man. He knows what to do in big games. They don't have to win. All they got to do is hang around. And with that number, 13.5, the back door is never going to close. And I think people are so... they're so in tune with LSU. They think that LSU is the LSU of old where they win this game with their defense. Man, their defense is not that good this year. They can give up yards and they can give up points. This is an offensive juggernaut for the first time in a long time. I wouldn't be stunned if there's 80 points in this game. I mean, the total 75-76. Vegas is telling you there's going to be some fireworks here. Oklahoma just has to hang around with a quarterback that knows how to play in the situation. Jitters, nerves, they're not going to affect Jalen Hurts. I think Oklahoma's a pretty good bet at +13.5. They don't have to win. All they got to do is not get blown out.
They have it. Sammy leaning in the Oklahoma direction. Now for the main event, Clemson, Ohio State. It's amazing, Sam. Both of these teams are playing a nobody believes in us card. Clemson, what they've done really over the last 4 or 5 years under Dabo Swinney. Ohio State also feels disrespected because they're an underdog in the game. I have a feeling this might be one of your best bets of the week, though.
Yeah, I've been on this Clemson train pretty much all year long. I mean, they're just so loaded in the trenches. And to me, that's so important in college football when you could just dominate the line of scrimmage. And yeah, the ACC is not a good conference. I mean, it's far from good. There are a couple good teams and one great team, and that is Clemson. But on the lines with a quarterback that will be probably number one overall next year going into the NFL draft, you have so much skill and speed on the outside with T. Higgins and Etienne and all the skill position players. And then their front seven is just so big, so fast, and so strong. They're just loaded. And Dabo's built a monster at Clemson. I made the game Clemson -3. When it came on in the pick'em, I laid the pick right away. Now it's 2. Anything under a field goal, I would just take it with the Tigers. I also don't like those cocky Ohio State fans who act like they're the best in the world. I think maybe that's part of my handicap, too. But I just think Clemson is so much better at pretty much every single position than Ohio State. I mean, they're like Ohio State on steroids. And let's see what Ryan Day can do in his first big game. I mean, this is the first big game Ryan Day has had as a head coach. And you can't really underestimate that because Urban Meyer was always the calming presence in that room when they had to play a big game. I just think everything is pointing to Clemson for me. I got this game about 30-21. I got Clemson by about 9. They're just a monster, man. I mean, they're the defending national champions, and it's like we still have to make a case for them. I just think it's crazy. They're still sort of undervalued and underrated, if that makes any sense. So anything under -3, I like the Clemson Tigers to win.
Sam, it definitely makes sense. And before we get you out of here, Clemson, one of your best bets, what else will be on the card?
Let's go to the Pinstripe Bowl. Let's go to the Bronx, baby.
To the Bronx, my home away from home, Sammy. I love it.
I think Wake Forest wins the game outright. I mean, I watched Michigan State all year. This team is just a mess. There's a lot going on with that program, on the field, off the field, behind the scenes. Wake Forest +4. They have an offense that really moves, and I like them a whole lot here. This game's going to kick off in, I think, a couple hours from now. 2:20 Central, 3:20 Eastern. So I like the points with Wake. I think they're going to win that game outright. I mentioned Clemson -2. I got the Packer Lion under 43. Green Bay has nothing to really show. They're not going to be flashy here. All they got to do is survive in advance like Jimmy V. Just move on. That game's not going to get to 43. The Packers' last 4 opponents, 10, 13, 15, and 13. And the Lions might be the worst of that bunch. Lions aren't going to do jack on offense. And the last game, dude, if we could come full circle here, my man Phillip Rivers has done this for me, I think, 20 times in his career.
Oh, no. Please tell me, Sam, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
You know they're going to be down 10 with a minute to go at the 50.
Guaranteed.
I need him to do it one more. I need one more backdoor cover from number 17. Nobody is betting the Chiefs here, or nobody's betting the Chargers here. Everybody will be on Kansas City. Wait till 10. I picked it at +9 because I had to pick them yesterday. But I think the Chargers here, I think Phillip Rivers has one more backdoor cover in him. They're going to be not covering at the end, but he's going to find a way to make it work at the end of the game, and he's going to kick that back door wide open.
Sam, if indeed we witness that on Sunday, I will be thinking of you. Happy holidays to you and the family. Outstanding perspective on the NFL and college, as always. We will chat next week. National championship game, wild card weekend. What a time to be alive.
You got it, man. Good to hear you at the slot. Good to hear you.
I'm enjoying it. Thanks, Sammy. Take care. Good stuff there from Sam Patijanovic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.